Like to say good morning to each and every one of you this morning. God is good. And all the time, God is good. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be rejoice and be glad in it. God is good. You know, I read something the other day that made me think. I mean, we've got Friends and Family Day coming up soon, and it just kind of struck me as something I needed to repeat to the church. If you can't invite your neighbor to church, guess who needs examining? Think about that for a few moments, and then you'll get it. God has blessed us all to be out once again this morning. God has given us a privilege and an opportunity to serve Him in spirit and in truth once again. Mm-hmm. It's good to see all of our visitors. Good to see you, Mark. Sister Welch, good to see you. And anyone else that's visiting that I may be overlooking, is good to see you, and we're glad you're here with us. God remembers His own is what we're going to use for a title this morning. But before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our wonderful Heavenly Father, we have been blessed once again because You have kept us here among the living that we may come out and serve Thee in spirit and in truth. We thank You, O Heavenly Father, for all Your blessings. We thank You, O Lord, that You have seen fit to give us another chance at one more chance at being good to You and try to be as good to You as You are to us. Thank You, Lord. Father, we know that it is not our goodness that causes us to be here, but it's Your goodness that has left us here. Thank You, Lord. Father, we pray for all of the sick and the shut in, especially those in the household of faith. We pray for our leadership here, and we pray for their families. We pray for the brethren who have taken part in the services thus far, as well as their families. And we pray for each and every family here this morning. We thank You, O Heavenly Father, for all You do for us. Thank You, Lord, and we pray and for those who are in the military serving our country worldwide, we just thank You for their efforts, Father, that they may not go unblemished without any hurt, harm, or danger to themselves or to others. Thank You, Lord. We pray that they soon shall come home as well, safe and securely. Father, we pray for those who are here, and we pray for those who still might be on their way, that they may find their way here to be with us and be with us in all, with all safety and expediency. Thank You, Lord. Father, we pray for those who may be traveling today. We pray that they have a safe journey to and from their destination, that they may be able to come back and be with us once again. Thank You, Lord. Father, when we have done all that we have been asked to do and our time on this earth becomes no longer, we thank You, Father, and ask You to be with us and watch over and keep us and give us a home with Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From that 49th chapter of Isaiah in verses number 15 and verses number 16, the Bible says once again, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Once again, the subject this morning is God remembers His own. God remembers His own, those who are His. He may choose to forget what He wants to forget. There are things that He will blot out of our lives if we accept his will. He will blot sin out from our lives. Jesus said, he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3 and verse number 5. When we choose God, we have chosen the right way. I want us to look for a few moments at a few things that God remembers about his people. God will not forget us, those who are his. In the book of Isaiah, in that chapter 49, we find that Jews were not always satisfied. They complained a lot, and every time God answered them through his spokesperson. God is full of love for these people, more love than the most deeply devoted mother. He loves his children. He loves his children today as he loved Israel back then. We are those who are his by choosing. We were chosen by him before we chose him. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 4, the Bible said, as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Three words in this verse I want us to take notice of for a moment. Holy and without blame. Holy means to be set apart for God. Without blame means free from the sins and cares of this world. As stated also in Ephesians 2 and 15, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We have been bought with a price, according to 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 20. Therefore we are to glorify God in your bodies and in your spirit, which are God's. Our bodies and our spirits belong to God. They are not ours. We are to be careful on what we put in God's bodies, and surely be careful of your spirit, whether they be for evil or good. Now, I know that many of you have heard that old saying that goes something like this: God doesn't like ugly. Well, for some of us, he must hate us, because our thoughts and our ways are pure evil, scheming, lying, and evil thinking. All the time we have learned to do things the opposite of what God wants us to do. We had better learn to let our light shine, though. We are also his by birth. John 1, 12 and 13, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And verse number 13 says, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We owe everything to the Lord, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now look, if you will, at the text for me in verse number 15 of Isaiah chapter 15. It asks a question there. It says, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Then God says, yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Even though a mother may forget her child, God will not forget us. God remembers us. He will never forget where we are either. God knows all things and everything about us. We are graven upon the palm of his hands, according to verse number 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. No matter where we are, God knows where we are and how we are. Whether we be old, whether we be young, Whether we be sick, and many of us have become old and lonely, weary and well worn out by life and its travails. No matter where we are, God has not forgotten. He has not forgotten those who are his. Jesus said in John 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Then in the second verse, number 2, he says, he was going to prepare a place for us. In verse number 3, that we may also be where he is. And in verse number 4, he says, the way we know. Let us look at several examples of those who we did not forget. He remembered Noah and his family in Genesis 6 through 9, where the earth was covered with water. He saved them. He remembered the 3 Hebrew boys when they were put into a fiery furnace in Daniel chapter 3. He didn't allow them to be burned up. He remembered Stephen in Acts chapter 7, who as he was being stoned to death, looked to the heavens and saw God standing at the right hand of our Father. Stephen prayed for those who were stoning him to death. He was not alone. He knew that God knew all about what he was going through. When God knows, when God is with us, who then can be stand against us? God knows just where we are at right now. He knows about what we are up against. His will shall be done in all in due time. He will never forget what we do either. In the text, the Lord said he would never forget thee, and we should believe what he says. How can we be sure? Well, in Malachi 3 and verse number 16, a book of remembrance was written before him for those that feared him and that thought upon his name. A book of remembrance, not because God may forget, but because that the wise shall in no way lose their reward. God remembers what we do, whether it seems important to you or not. Whether it seems important to I, myself, he still remembers. He remembers the drink of cold water we gave to the little ones. And God said in Matthew 10:42, he shall not lose his reward. He remembers every prayer we pray. He remembers all the tears we shed. Nothing escapes God's remembrance. Unlike man who forgets so easily from where we came to where we are and whom we owe it all to, we sometimes tend to forget that, I believe. Isn't it a wonderful thought to know that no matter what others may think of us, or even forget us, God never will forget us, as it is always good to know that we can be called sons of God, and know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, according to 1 John 3:1-2. When you look at it once again in verse number 15, the question was raised, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before him. No matter what your condition is, for some of us who may be sick, for some of us who may be hurt, and some of us who may be suffering, we may be weary, but God won't forget us. God will never forget us. Now, God will always remember what we do for him. And every time you open your mouth, God will remember every word and every deed that comes out of you. Isn't it a wonderful thought to know that God doesn't charge a cover charge to get into heaven? Just obedience. If you go to some shows, some clubs, some things on this earth, you pay a cover charge, but heaven is wide open. It's waiting if we just accept God's will and do the things that he wants us to do, that we may be one day go to heaven to live. Isn't it a wonderful thought to know that one day we shall see him and be with him in heaven by being obedient to him? Isn't it a wonderful thought to know that one day life as we know it shall cease to exist? We shall have no more tears and no more death, no more crying and no more pain. We can make it when we make heaven our home. The words of one song goes, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyfully singing with heart bells ringing, won't it be wonderful there? Yes, church, we should keep in our minds that the best is yet to still come. If we live and obey the will of the Lord, we shall be better. Because God does not forget, God remembers. When I think about this reminder to me, it was a reminder to me that God will not forget us. And I thought about that for a few minutes and I said to myself, sometimes I can't remember what happened yesterday, but God will remember through the annals of time. He will not forget us. He will remember us always. Isn't it a wonderful thought to think that someone as precious as the Lord will remember us? God will always remember us. Now, unfortunately, he's also going to remember that Sunday when you didn't show up for church. He's going to remember that Sunday when you woke up, you were feeling good, you were well rested, you had a full stomach, but you still didn't come to church. God will remember that too. We shall have to answer for every idle word and every idle deed that we have accomplished in this world or that we have done in this world on that day before the Lord. It's a wonderful thought to know that someone as powerful as our Savior and our Master, God does not forget those things that we would like for him to forget. But God shall remember. Behold, I have graven up on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. In verse 17, if I might continue on down, thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers and they that made the way shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, you shall surely clothe thee with them all as an ornament and bind them us on thee as a bride doeth. God will not forget. And I think about how many things that I've already forgotten that God still remembers. God is a remember of all things. He shall remember. He shall not forget those things that we do. And every time you pray for somebody, God will remember. Every time you shed a tear, no matter what you're shedding tears for, God will remember your tears. God is good, and God is good all the time, and not just some of the time, but God is always good. When I think about it a little even further, I realize that where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but unto the Lord? I think about it and I say to myself, Lord, you have been so good to me. You have been so wonderful to me. Lord, I think about how good you are to me on a daily basis. I think about when I got up this morning. I didn't have to get up this morning. I didn't wake myself up. Some folk like to say I woke up in a startled condition. But it was God who woke you up, not you who woke you up. That's why when I pray at night, I ask God to to watch over and keep me during the night. I watch over and ask him to keep me in mind during the night. Because when I'm asleep, I don't know what's going on. And if you sleep soundly, and I don't sleep that soundly, but I still don't know what's going on when I'm asleep. But God remembers us, church. God will remember the night you didn't sleep. He will remember the night that you did sleep, and he will keep you in remembrance. He says, just like that woman who can't forget, can a woman forget the suckling child? God remembers. And I want you all to have, for God to have pleasant memories for all of us. I want him to have the memories of us doing good. And like I always like to tell you, I can help you now, but I may not be able to help you later on. See, sometimes when the preacher is teaching and preaching, you ought to hear what he's talking about. And if you don't know what he's talking about, ask him when you see him, what did you mean when you said this or when you said that? What I'm telling you this morning is that God remembers, and you need to try to do a little bit better on most of us. Need to try to do a little bit better, I should say. Now, if you're one of those people who never ever do wrong, you don't need to so much remember. God doesn't need to remember you because he already knows you, right? But God, for the rest of us who don't always do so wrong or do so right, you need to consider getting yourself in order. You know, as long as we live on this earth, there's still going to come an end. There's going to come a dot that's going to be put behind our name. That dot means that your life is no more. The line of your life has disappeared. It's gone. And we're all going to have to stand before a righteous judge. And he is going to remember what we do, what we have done, what we have said, how we have acted. God knows us, church. And when we can make heaven our home, won't it be wonderful? We should keep in our minds about the best. What I said, the best is yet to come if we live and obey the will of the Lord. We must remember that God never forgets us. God won't forget us. But will we forget God becomes the question that I have in my mind this morning. Can you forget that God brought you through so many storms and so many trials and tribulations? And I know what some may say, I haven't had a storm in my life. Well, you just hold on. One is standing at your door right now. One is standing there waiting to get in. And if you haven't had one yet, one is coming. If you can't say that you've never been, if you can say that you've never been in a storm, I can tell you one thing. Just hold on. If you can say that God must have forgotten to send a storm my way, just hold on. One is going to come. Just hold on. Because the Bible says that we are going to be persecuted, all of us, because Jesus was. And we, no matter how good we live our lives, we're going to have some trouble in it. Because Job said, man that is born of a woman is but a few days in trouble in his life. Now, I don't know what some of you might consider trouble to be, but I consider trouble to be that sudden emergency that never lets me know that it's coming. It just comes and just shows up. And you hear your doorbell and you go to the door to open it, and it's trouble just coming in on you. That's trouble. That's an emergency. But when you think about it, We have an advocate that we can always go to, and that is the Lord our God and our Savior, our Heavenly Father. He gives us a way out. God is all right, church. The Lord is good to us even when we're not good to Him. Somebody that should have been in church this morning is not here today. Somebody that should have been in church last Sunday, but they were not here. Somebody should have been in church last year, but they're not here. They were not here. But God will remember all of those things. God will remember everything that we have done in our lives. God is good to us, but sometimes we're not so good to Him. God is precious in our lives, but sometimes we're not precious to Him. And we can alleviate that by just following His word and just following His will in the holy and divine word of the words of the Bible. Now, when I consider that God doesn't ask a lot of us, He asks us to be obedient. And somebody probably raised the question, well, how do we know the Bible is true? Well, think about it for a moment. If the Bible is not true, what have you lost by following it? Nothing. What have you lost by following the will of the Lord? Nothing. But what you will lose perhaps is your life, because the Bible is true. God will remember your question from 2 years ago that you brought up, whatever it was. God will remember the thought that you had in your mind 5 years ago. You know, and when I thought about it, I said to myself, if I bring this subject to bring this subject forth today, somebody may remember something that they can correct now. For God will remember, and we need to correct our actions now. God is not slack in His promises. God will remember everything that He promised us. He will remember with the promise that He made to us before time was. God will remember. God will remember everything that we have done or said in our lives. I just thank God that He does have a memory better than mine. Because sometimes when I think about things, I can't remember what I go to the refrigerator to get something out, and then ask myself, why am I standing here? What are you looking for? I stand at the foot of my stairs and say, was I going up or did I just come down? I get in my car sometimes and I say to myself, where are you going? But you go anyway. You see, God doesn't do things like that. God doesn't forget. He knows where I'm going. He knows where I've been. And He knows everything about me. And you, not just me. I didn't get any special privileges. But God is all right, church. God still remembers from my early childhood when I was just growing up. He remembered the time that I had the measles that I forgot about. He remembered the day that I didn't go to school because I said I was going to stay home and pretend I was sick. God remembers. He remembers all of those little things as well as the big things. He remembers when I can't remember. He doesn't forget. Can a mother forget her suckling child, the child of her womb? Can God remember when I was an infant? Yes, He can. Can God remember when you were an infant? Yes, He can. Does God think about those things? Well, God made us, and God knows us. And God will protect us and guide us when we are obedient to Him. And the best is yet to come, for He shall give us a place with Him, a home with Him in heaven, if we stay obedient to His will. Now you can't, you don't, neither one of us, you or I, have a heaven to put us in. But God does. God has a place for us, but we've got to work to get that place in heaven with Him. We've got to become obedient and stay obedient to His will. And I know that many of us think on a daily basis sometimes, what am I going to do today? Well, you ask yourself each and every day, what am I going to do today? And it ought to be to follow the will of the Lord. And I know this world is not that conducive for serving the Lord. It presents things to us that are not righteous things, and sometimes we have to battle. You see, because we are battling Satan all the time, and we have to sometimes say to ourselves, get thee behind me, Satan, so that you can do the right thing. But God will help us to get through our evil days. God remembers every hair on your head, whether it's gray or whether it's black or red or brown. God knows about it. God always knows about where we are, when we are, and how we are. So God remembers us, church. So at least we should forget Him. Let us not forget Him. Now, if there's anyone here who's not a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you are a member, but somewhere you went astray, you have an opportunity now as we prepare to come forth. We offer this opportunity for you to come forth and stand before the church and ask the church to pray for you. Ask the church to pray with you as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Number 7.